I brought my moleskin. Give me something to write with. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to be hanging out with you, having some beers and having some fun and opening beers.
That sounded like a 32-ounce crowler.
Ding, ding, ding.
I love gold!
The listeners are going to call us, too. They're going to tell us some stuff. We're going to find some beers to look out for this week and talk about the beers we drank last week and throw in some culture along the way. Before the show, I opened up a new beer. It is the Deftones series of beers from San Diego's Belching Beaver. This one is commemorating the Deftones White Pony album, 20 years since White Pony came out, which is crazy. It's like got all silver can with the white Deftones and that white pony that's from the album. And it's an IPA. It's okay. It's not bad. It's also...
Is it made with real ponies?
It's pretty much a label buy. I hope not, but I can't say that isn't. It's not bad. It's just...
Let's see a recipe sheet for this beer.
Yeah. Recipe sheet. It's definitely if you were a either the Deftones series completist or a Deftones fan at all, you're gonna want to buy it just because of the label. Otherwise, the beer is probably forgettable for me. But it's not.
I would argue Deftones fans would probably love it. But that just tells you how much I like Deftones.
I'm a big Deftones fan. I've seen it on social media, but I hadn't seen it in person. Then I saw it at the market. I was like, was it the market? Yeah, I think it was the market. And I was like, yoink.
That explains. See, I thought your CD player in your Ford Ranger was broken, but that just means you have all of the Deftones albums in the CD changer.
Yeah,
because you're a fan.
I got a 15 disc CD changer in the trunk.
Yeah.
Remember
the Ford Ranger's trunk.
You got your CD binder in the front seat just in case, right?
Right. Yeah. I've got that.
We should ask Chu if he has that. That was like the ultimate luxury in the 90s is you had the CD changer where you load the CDs in the cassette and it's in the trunk. It's like completely inconvenient.
Yeah. You had to set yourself up before you went driving. Load everything up.
You had to publish your own little directory to put on the dash to be like CD one is.
Yeah. And do a little post-it note. And then you set out cruising for the day.
Yeah,
I remember when this was my L.A. Long Beach Lakewood era. When I was 18 and had literally nothing to do, all I did was work part time at that time. And I had a friend that we had the same from Vaughn's, and he had this like totally tricked out lowrider style car, and we just drive around L.A. like all day. Neither of us had girlfriends or anything to do but be at work. If we weren't at work, we were just like, well, so we would
spend the money.
We would basically see how far we could get on surface streets.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of times we would just end up in downtown LA just randomly. We're like, well,
I guess back in the day when a $1.25 would get you
$1.25 would get you right in town all day.
He had one
of those CD changers that would we just loaded up for the day.
Wow. I remember going to the gas station with the brother in the early 90s, and it would be like just under $1 a gallon.
Fill her up. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, filling up a Volkswagen at 9.5 gallons at under a dollar.
Yeah, got a 10 spot.
Yep.
There's enough left over for Mountain Dew.
Slurpee. Yeah.
Get yourself some fuel and a Dew.
A big gulp Slurpee.
Oh, man. No, no. We had the Johnny Quick by the house. Couldn't get no Slurpees. No.
You got a slushy?
Yeah, we had off-brand.
Slushies are good, though.
You had freezies or something.
Not quite icies. Yeah.
Slush puppies, not slushies.
Arctic chillers, I don't know.
Slush puppies are damn good.
Frozen flavored water.
Frozen flavored. Oh, well. So, what do you have to drink there, Matt?
Remember the double cone from Alvarado Street?
Well, that was during the tailgate. We're here in the show now.
Yeah, there's still about... Imagine myself going one-third full on the can.
The show now.
I have a special beer for the show. Don't worry.
Oh. Nick, what did you just open up there?
I got a crowler from Carl Strauss. Donated to
the show. Get a crowler?
Oh, now you're bragging.
Yeah. Red Trolley with vanilla bean and coffee.
Ooh.
Irish Red Ale.
Wow, all right. A Red Trolley variant. I don't know if I've heard of
days
Red Trolley.
Cafe Tamarack.
I've had stouts. I've had white stouts. I've never had a red stout.
Mm-hmm. Ta-da. I'll save you some. It'll be fine by tomorrow.
Yeah, just put a little saran wrap and a rubber band. It'll be good.
Perfect.
How long will you guys... If you end up leaving like half an open can of beer in the fridge, how long what's your limit on whether you'll go back to it? Now, will you go back to it the next day? It's been open in your fridge for 20-ish hours. Will you go back to it? Matt,
that's what I do. That's what I do with barrel aged beers. I don't try to drink one of those a night because I don't want to get accustomed to it, and nor should anybody. And so I'll just put a wine stopper in it and put it in the fridge. That'll preserve as much CO2 as possible. There will be some oxygen exposure to it, but it's a barrel-aged stout. It's something that sat in a barrel for almost a year, so you can't really do much to it.
What about an IPA? Will you do it for an IPA?
No.
The next year, done. Like once it's the next day, that open IPA is done for you?
If I wake up with it in my hand or behind me on the sofa or in the fridge, it's not happening the next day.
Ah. Wow. Do you have any time limits, Nick?
I'm saying like 15 hours.
It's like wake up and set your watch. You're like, I got...
this beer there's got about another 10 hours. I got to get to it. Otherwise...
Yeah, if I crack one open the night before say I poured hard and it got foamy, and so I put the other half of the can back in the fridge.
Yeah.
If I get up the next morning to, start perusing what's for breakfast, I find that can, I'll finish it off. But if it's after lunchtime, probably gonna just dump it.
And start with a little fresh on your eggs as you're cooking them.
Yeah. A little wake and bake, as they say.
I just imagine there used to be the TV show 24. I just imagine that clock and that background music just
dun. It would be a little check-in on what you're doing during the day. You're just like doing a little weeding. It's like 11 a.m. And then the shot of the live shot of you weeding comes up, and then that floats to the corner of the screen, and then another shot of the fridge with the beer in there floats to a different part of the screen, and it's there's the clock on it, and it's like dink, 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 dink. Mm-hmm. You're like, man, is Nick gonna get to that beer?
59.
He's just out there weeding. Come on, Nick, you've got a beer in there.
And I stand up like I remembered, right?
But Nicole, he's gonna go.
Yeah, but that was a completely different thought. No. Like I go check mailbox.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I wonder if there's mail.
I will 24 hours later, I will drink an IPA that I had opened the night before.
Wow.
Full. I'll do it. Yeah.
Full 20. Well, you go past 24.
I don't know if I've gone into day two. Like, if it's been open for 2 days, I don't know if I've tried that. But I'd be willing to. I don't think anything's going to happen to me. It just might just taste awful.
No, yeah. If it doesn't taste sour, you're good.
But nothing but disappointment. Yeah.
It's, you'll no longer be overwhelmed. You'll just be whelmed.
Yeah, you just be. I'm just like, yeah. Well, this is still alcohol.
So I've had. I mean, because in the brewing process, you can taste beer at any time, and sometimes beer can be misleading before it's carbonated. And I know certain individuals. They'll be like, hey, we need to really describe this beer in a way. And they're just kind of like, if it's not carbonated, I can't give it a proper analysis. And I'm just kind of like, well, I guess you're right. But it would be in the same aspect of you'd have it less carbonated or possibly even no carbonation, depending on the storing conditions. You probably just go, this beer doesn't taste as good as I remember it because it's not bright.
Right. Well, I mean, you just adjust your settings. If you're getting something out of the bright tank, you're just like,
I know. Please put an asterisk that just says lower your standards, not
just. If you just drink all open beers all the time, then you'd start getting that would be your calibrated to that. So you're just like. And then if you got a fresh open beer, you're like, oh, geez, God, carbonate? This thing's way over carbonated.
What are you, on a diet?
Ah.
You just let all the carbonation out?
Yep.
Is that what you do? You go home, open the six-pack, leave it in your fridge, yep. And eventually get around to it?
And then I'll get around.
Is that what they mean by a low-carb diet? No carbonation in the beer?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Duh.
Damn.
You didn't know that? I've been
wrong all these years.
Yeah.
And bring the bread back. Shit.
And if you drink it out of a lettuce glass, it's next level after that. Mm. A lettuce wrap.
Keto, you know? Bro.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We got what we're drinking. And it's time to move on with the show.
I don't want to.
Too bad.
Culture. Mikey, would you say that everybody wants some culture?
I want some too.
I don't know when that segment's coming up, but I do have some culture.
Right. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Some unfortunate news for Colorado folks.
Taking their weed away?
But Anheuser-Busch is selling off their distribution point in the area. And they're selling it to... Who is it? I think Eagle Rock? Yeah. And so that means there will be... What is it? You think I would be prepped with this, but 400 employees that will be laid off. They will have the opportunity to apply for the distributor that is taking over. And there is usual mumbo jumbo of they're doing what's best for the brand and they will help employees find employment with the new company or within the trade. And they said by December 4th or sooner, it will happen. So that's a thing.
Too much.
So more shift in the distribution. And then from San Diego Beer News, they recognized that in the Business Journal, Peer Project was recognized. So a double recognition And something I didn't even put to mind, Pure Project was only started in 2016.
Whoa.
That, yeah, right? Hmm. That was my same reaction. I've been to their tap room, and it is fantastic, and it wouldn't dawn on you that they're only 4 years old. And I remember going there earlier this year, and they had a West Coast IPA, and I was like, this is really good. And they're like, yeah, it's our second West Coast IPA. And they had me try both, and the one I picked I liked more than the one that they were proud of. And I was like, I didn't want to brag, but I was like, I kind of know a thing or two about West Coast IPAs, in my opinion. Well, but
no, don't like that one. This one's better.
They're primarily known for their, you know, their hazies and stuff like that, and their murkies, but they've become well-rounded in all of their beer styles, so I'm proud of them getting recognition. They're super solid people, super nice. The ones that have come to town, the hospitality when I went there, and even the times that we've come up on their beer, they've been pretty awesome.
They are good. I've never had a bad Pure Project beer.
Hey, Mikey.
Yes.
Today is Friday, right?
Sure is.
Hopefully somebody's Yay. Keeping a tally of payday. How many.
Payday.
It's the off week. Payday.
Yeah.
It's the off week for me.
Me too.
Some people probably have payday every Friday.
Yeah. I used to.
Ooh.
Bonds. Payday every Friday.
Yeah. They let you take a candy bar on the way out.
Yep.
Get a dented candy bar.
5%
discount. The dented candy bar.
On all dented products.
Got some hair on it too. Go ahead and take that one.
So Ballast Point, remember that brewery?
Mm-hmm. Sculpin.
They officially kick off their Oktoberfest on Friday, October 9th, and it will run till supplies are out. So it could be December, it could be October 10th, we don't know. But even though the official Oktoberfest is canceled, not the one at Ballast Point. So they are coming out with quite a few beers for it. They'll have Dead Ringer, which is an amber lager Marzen, which I want to try.
Wow.
Then there'll be...
I haven't seen, that feels like that's an already beer Ballast Point's had, Dead Ringer.
It might be. Maybe it's just...
I'm just wondering, if they've developed a new, brand new beer since taking over Ballast Point.
They might be either just advertising or reviving, but the next beer, I can't even say it without probably offending somebody, but it's a Rauch beer, which is a smoked beer. So they'll have that. That's a 6.6%. The Dead Ringer is a 6%. Then they'll have a Helles Bock. So for all you banana fans,
yeah,
a Bock beer. Then they have an Uber to Helles, which is a Munich Helles. So a little 13 day fermenting followed by 42 day conditioning. So that means they probably made this beer in August. Uber to Helles. That's a thing right there.
That's all indie beer there.
Then there's a Dortmunder Export. So it's an export beer. It's really between Pilsner and a Munich Helles, less hop forward than the former, more bitter than the latter. This is a pale lager featuring a instant ingredient tweak. Okay. That should be interesting. And then they'll also have Festbier.
Ah.
A German Festbier at 5.5%. So they have higher ABV at 6%, then they have the mid fives for your afternoon to evening drinkings.
I'll turn your mids down. They got to turn their mids down.
And, they leaned hard into it. So if you want to,
if you're in San Diego, I wonder if they've got, cause back in the day before, Ballast Point was bought out originally. I went to their, they had a large tap room restaurant at their brewery. I wonder if, these new guys are running that same place or not.
So they still have the homebrew shop. They still have the one in Little Italy, which is the bigger restaurant, the smaller brewery. Mm. And they have one more, it's three locations total.
Downtown Disney.
I think, not that one. That one, now oh, sorry. I want to go to that
there
one.
There is a Miramar, Little Italy, and the homebrew market.
Miramar is the one I went to.
You're a Miramar.
I went to Jets.
We went to Little Italy. That was a good one.
Oh man, that was the coolest tank system I've ever seen in that place.
They had nice tanks.
They had nice tanks, man.
Nice tanks. I said nice tanks.
Nice tanks. Show me your tanks.
Be a shame if something happened to them.
Hot babes.
Hot bays? Hey, man, you got some hot bays here. Is that what you got, Matt? You got some more
stuff? I'm going to add that to my my looking out for. Anyways, I'm going to get another beer. That's my culture.
All right. Nick.
Hello. So do we all have, Ben, names of beers? Is that what I was understanding earlier?
I couldn't do it. I'm not ready.
Try,
I'm not there yet.
Matt's got some?
I don't know if he's got some or not.
Okay. Well, we'll save it till he gets back then. So, culture-wise, a Midwestern distributor was sold to the Reyes company, who is probably not popular with the craft beer community. I think they're Constellation's competition, I guess. So anyways, Bell's Brewing has a clause in their contract saying they could not be transferred to the bigger distributor, the buyout distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Another. So they're going to stay with the independent contractors.
Nice.
Which I think hopefully a good move on their part, you know, a little pushback towards the big guys. I wonder if this will be a trend or if Bell's is just taking a stand and going to take a hit, but I don't know.
There you go, folks. If you live in the Bell's distribution area, go support them. Go buy some Bell's beer.
So Monarch Beverages in Indianapolis, and they got bought out by Reyes Company. I'm saying we will not accept Anheuser-Busch, Molson Coors, or Reyes as a successor wholesaler.
Good for Bell's.
I would tell you more, but I'm not a BrewBound subscriber.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Couldn't get past a paywall, huh?
Yeah.
Is BrewBound the one that's... I never can get it right, which one of the publications is owned by AB InBev. I feel like it's BrewBound, but I may be wrong about that. Sorry, BrewBound. I'm probably wrong.
Sorry.
BrewBound's probably very independent.
Oh, wasn't it Rape Beer?
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right. Sorry, BrewBound. BrewBound's cool.
Sorry.
Pay for a subscription.
Yeah, I'll do it next time.
Matt's back.
Yeah, Matt's back. So bars are open. Have you guys drank outside yet? Or inside, I mean?
Nope.
Certainly not inside.
Not inside, huh?
I may have something for Binkots. You may reveal what I've done, but I can tell you I haven't done anything inside.
There's a 75% chance I will not go into 25% of an indoor place.
Ooh.
Wow. He's doing math. That's 100% certainty right there.
I'm all for patios, and I'm all for patio drinking.
Yeah.
That's the way it should have been everywhere.
12 months ago, you probably couldn't get people to sit outside on the patio. Mm-hmm. Now people are struggling to get them inside. Oh, do you mind sitting inside? Oh, gosh, no.
No.
Please.
Go fuck yourself.
I remember less than a year ago when parklets were approved.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, who would do that?
Who's going to use that?
Who would eat in a parking lot? Who would
Why sit would in you want to eat in the street?
Stall?
Cars whizzing by.
And now they're multiplying.
Yeah.
Like they are. I don't know what you can compare it to, but they're multiplying. I don't want to
go inside with your dirty air, unclean floors.
Mm-hmm. I can just imagine that a guy just swatting. He's like, what are you doing? Oh, this air isn't clean.
I'm cleansing.
I heard the Goldstein's has a pretty robust. They expanded their patio around the corner in the back.
Oh, the alley drinking now.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Haven't seen it, but
yeah, there was a small row of parking stalls just outside their gate, and they took that over.
Wow.
So
mine.
They're playing, yeah, screw parking they're playing standards the game anymore. Of Risk.
No, that's 100%. That's real. There were so many people like, oh, you got to have X amount of parking stalls, and you got to have parking and this and that. And everybody's like, oh, you want to expand your alcohol license to take up parking spots? Go for it.
Yeah, I love the rules that don't apply anymore. Here, extra to-go cups and straws? Sure. Fuck the turtles.
Yeah.
We're in a pandemic. The turtles can eat it.
Reusable bags? We don't take those anymore.
Sorry. Here's 12 thin plastic bags for you because they got to double bag everything.
Mm-hmm. I remember that first time that I went in and they looked at me and they're like, we can't use this reusable bag. And I'm like, okay.
Aim on it.
Bro. That's fine. I was like, sorry, I didn't think of that. But at the same time, personally, I was like, well, I didn't. Like rub it on my face, but I get it.
You walk in, Brit, dabbing it on your forehead. Oh man, it's hot out there, guys.
What can I do?
Hold on. No.
I understand it wasn't that dude's decision. He was just relaying a message. I get it.
But it's so fun to yell at the messenger.
We could go on that subject for hours, but we shall not.
Come on, we got time to fill. It's early in the morning. See, oh boy.
Matt, I got a new beer.
You were talking about earlier.
Just
yeah, what'd you crack open?
I love Mikey's gold. Just dancing the night away.
Uh-oh. Oh, so okay. So we were talking about this while you're gone. You have beer names?
Yes.
Okay.
Not really, but yeah.
Should we kick off the segment then?
To answer your previous question, I got a Mosaic from Zach's Brewing, and exactly Mosaic.
Oh, I have envy.
Almost, it's good.
I almost got that. I have one there. I got something else, so.
I love gold. That was
for you.
I love gold. Oh, by the way, Mikey, while you're gone, I said you were dancing the night away.
Oh. I get that reference. I'm never dancing the night away. I just opened up from Tioga Sequoia Forest Love.
Ooh.
The Creek Fire Relief Fun Beer, Pale Ale. It's got a bear hugging a mountain. It's a nice pale. I feel like it's like a... like this could be the General Sherman's base. That's what it feels like to me.
It's a real pale ale. There is Amarillo hops in there, I believe.
Yes,
it's an A hop, but it's an
all Amarillo beer, I think. Or it's a featured hop, actually. It's not.
Yeah.
Single.
Well, that's the one that you'll get flavors from. So.
It's a fine pale. I enjoy pales, so.
Put real armadillos in there.
I can taste the shell.
That's the thing, is we, it personally, we've been lacking in the pale department for a while, but we have fresh facelift and we have fresh forest love. So we have two pails at the same time, and that's better than one.
Yeah, I know. It's like a rarity of like two. We have two new pails out right now. It's crazy.
Straightforward. Well,
I'm all for it.
Straightforward, crisp, easy drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they come in six packs, which I was like, because I went up to buy mine. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm one of the four packs of Forest Love. They only come in six? I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I can do that. I'll take the chance.
I would have sold you four cans if that's all you
Ooh.
Wanted.
No, I don't want special industry treatment. I just want to, whatever format you got it, I'll take it. Did we lose Nick? What happened?
No, I'm here. We're trying to do a setup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You guys let me know when you're ready.
We're ready.
We've had four already, so.
One, two, three. So one of our favorite things to do is take a band and make terrible puns out of their song names.
Mm.
And in light of recent events, one of Mikey's all-time favorite bands has lost their founding member. So we will now do the Van Halen Bad Beer Names segment. And to kick it off, we have a special guest.
Wow.
What's up?
What's happening?
Hello.
It's the wife.
The wife.
So she was listening to me go through all the song titles and try and make terrible puns out of them. And of course, she had one favorite she wants to drop for everybody first.
Yay.
I will say we were sitting around tonight listening to Van Halen while we were outside coming up with names. And
like you do.
Like we always do. And so this one came up and I was like, that would be badass. But it was, well, I got to do the voice right. I don't know if I can do the voice right. You got to get her
in her David Lee Roth.
Oh, I want to hear your David Lee Roth. Like,
it's not very good.
Well, let's see.
It's pretty terrible. It's, okay, you ready?
Ready.
It's, might as well hop.
Dang it, that's good.
That's pretty solid.
Would you imagine him just hopping?
You don't have to say it every time. Yeah, I do. I'm David Lee Roth.
I said a hop. Hop.
Not kick, not jumping.
Not jump.
Just hop, like a little hop, like a tiny hop. Mm-hmm. Might as well hop.
So it's session pale? Session?
Quadruple dry hopped session pale ale.
There, I don't know what that means, but I agree.
Yes, there's a lot of hops. That's what it means.
Anyways, that is my contribution.
That was very solid.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
I think you guys will come up with some rather good ones. He's got some good ones on his list. So,
bye.
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 Wow, special right. guest appearance. That's the first guest we've had on for about a year now.
Yeah. We're in the same household, so it's okay to not be 6 feet apart.
You're in the bubble. She's in your bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. We're bubbling.
Mm-hmm. Man. I didn't think of any puns. I was just thinking of West Coast IPA names. Sorry.
Perfect. Let's do it.
First one is Not Enough. That's a West Coast IPA name.
Solid. Solid.
Not enough what? Like, what's the That, you can go every hop. That's a Van Halen song, Nelson, obviously.
Not enough West Coast IPAs.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah,
this is 2020.
Nick's on to something there. That's a series. That's a series so just, beer. Not enough. Just put whatever.
Just put West Coast IPA in your mind, like you would with fortune cookies in bed. You know, just put West Coast IPAs after this.
Fortune cookies in bed. That's a hell of a beer name right there.
Well, no. So like you read your fortune cookie and then you
bed. Got it.
Yeah.
I went the complete opposite direction on that.
Okay, cool. Can't get this stuff no more. West Coast IPA.
I like where you're going. Could
have brown beer too.
Feels so good. West Coast IPA.
Oh man.
Everything's West Coast IPA.
That's immediately where my mind
They're
went.
All West Coast IPA names.
You really got me, West Coast IPA.
You really hot me.
Mikey nailed it. That was on my list.
But yes, I mean, you guys obviously were more creative with it, so.
Oh, I went total dad joke, terrible puns on mine.
Oh, let's go for that. Let's lean into
ready?
That.
Are we ready? Okay. Ready. Well, let's go. We can't not have a list and not go right for hop for teacher.
Hop, yep. That's, yep. Top 10.
That has to be somebody.
That has to be done right now, yeah, right?
I would think.
Yeah. Well, we know which one's already.
Well, that's, what was that? There's the one.
Everybody wants
some. Yeah. Just there to dancing yeah, cookies.
That one. From
right? Cookies?
From the movie. No, the hamburgers.
Oh, hamburgers. Pound cake would just straight up be a pastry stout. No need to change that name.
Yeah.
I went with Danks the Night Away.
Danks the Night Away, yeah.
Dang it, that's good.
Pleasure Cone.
From Pleasure Cone, sure.
Yeah. Ripe Now. Grapefruit IPA or something.
That's good. Ripe Now.
Hey.
Cheer tomorrow.
Single IPAs tomorrow. Source of Infection. That would just be a sour. Where have all the good hops gone?
Oh. Yeah,
good one.
That's good.
You really hopped me. Mikey caught on to that one. How about Jamie's Cryo-In?
Oh, yep. That's solid. That's solid.
This one could have gone either way. I tried to go dark beer on this one. 8 Stout and Bout Love.
That's good.
I think Up for Breakfast is also a good coffee stout name, just unchanged.
Yeah, okay. A lot of them lend themselves not to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Rummin' with the Devil.
Sammy Hagar, some of my favorite songs, by the way.
Oh yeah,
those three songs from Best or from Both World or Best of Both World. What was that album?
5150.
No, was it?
That's the album. Yeah, Best of Both Worlds.
Mikey says it disappointingly.
Well, no, that's a song. But they in 2004 they did a compilation album.
Oh, that's the Best of Van Halen album.
But they made 3 new songs with Hagar, right? Because he was back in at that time.
They made new songs with Dave, and that's what caused the breakup with Sammy. Basically, it was like the nail in the coffin.
You seen him again?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
They were all, Sammy was like on his honeymoon and the rest of the band's like, dude, we're ready to make a new album. Sam's like, I'm in Hawaii, dude. I'm not going to come make your album right now. And Ed's like, well, fuck off. Then Dave's going to do some new songs for us. And Sam's like, fuck you. No, that was basically one of the things that broke up the Sammy Hagar era, number one.
And he's like, everybody wants some.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's a challenge to see how many times Matt could say that in the episode.
Everybody hop some.
Everybody hop some. All right, a couple more, then I will stop torturing you guys.
Keep going. Just keep going. We got time.
Rumming with the devil is my rum barrel aged stuff.
Ooh. How is that not a beer?
Yeah, because I didn't make it yet.
Copyright proof for 2020.
Yeah. You will pay much royalties to us. This one I'm not sure about, but here it is. OU Mosaic 1-2.
That all is right. Nice.
For unlawful Citra knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And last one. There's only one way. Only one way to Rheingeist has bought.
Oh, Sammy Hagar song.
Only one way to run high school boot.
There you go. That's all I got.
All right.
I can do no more.
I couldn't do it. It was too soon. I started trying and I was like, no, I can't do this. So too soon for me. You can't
disgrace your favorite band in that manner.
No. Try me next year. I might be able to do it. Hazing with the Devil was the thing I started with and then I couldn't go anymore.
Nice.
What the hell is that? Is that Sammy?
Oh, yeah. That's... Oh, yeah, it is. See, the copyright laws aren't going to come after us for Van Hagar. They'll just be like, huh?
No, never mind.
Not touching that.
That's
one.
Not the real Van Halen. It doesn't
let
count.
Let them play. Like, should we do something? They're playing copyrighted music. They're playing Sammy Hagar stuff. It's fine.
So in 2004, they made those three new songs, and it's like completely like metal. Like, the guitars are just, like, ultimate metal. And you're like, who is this? This isn't Van Halen. And you're like, no, but it is.
You're trying to be tough, man.
Yeah. Same guy painted his Volkswagen Beetle, the Van Halen colors. And this album is out. Those are two very real things.
It was a bad time. Like, Eddie was pissed off and wanted Sammy to be better at lyrics and... Sammy is like, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what love can do.
Oh, better, man.
Yeah, yeah. Better at lyrics. Here we go.
Just no more.
This is better, right?
No.
But the chorus is coming up.
Yeah.
This song, no way innuendo is anything.
Oh god! This is why Sammy wasn't in the band anymore.
We found the problem.
Yeah. Hey guys, I was just wait. You started without me?
Oh god.
We were talking to Dave and he's back. He's back in.
Turns out he's back in.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Go open up. Yeah. Why don't you go open a restaurant in Fresno or something, Sam?
Yeah, we were.
I will.
We had free concerts for life, and we messed that up.
We couldn't show up to Cabo Wabo Fresno. All right. What else? Good. You're good, Nick?
We're good.
All right. I think I'm good. Just more besides the, Eddie passing away, the more depressing news, or not more, but other different depressing news. Rocky Hill and Zone 9 have closed. I don't really know the details about Zone 9, but I heard, I think Abe was saying Zone 9 closed, but locally Rocky Hill and Zone 9 have closed.
Yeah, Zone 9, while they might be done, the location will live on, is what I've heard. Hmm. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Interesting. But the Zone 9 guys just couldn't make it through this? Is that, I didn't know any details about Zone 9.
Somebody pointed me to a Facebook post of theirs where they were kind of done, and they followed up with another Facebook post saying they weren't done. But then fast forward to a year later, they've said that they're done. And I, at least from a completely outside non-industry perspective, it just kind of seems like it was time for them to maybe move on or something. Mm-hmm. But, I've heard on the inside that somebody else will be popping up. So,
using their old tap room, or using their old, like taking over their stuff and being a new brewery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of like a turnkey thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Stepping in and hanging up a new sign and that kind of stuff.
All right. But and Rocky Hill closing, just basically they overextended themselves at the worst time, you know, right before the pandemic hit. They expanded into Fresno, and then boom, pandemic, no income coming in from their, you know, everything they threw at the expansion. And then unfortunately it like not only did it shut down their expansion, but it shut down their original tap room, and they just had to basically just like they did a nice post of just really honest post of just like, hey, we overextended ourselves and then the pandemic happened. So it's like, we just could not dig out of that, which I mm-hmm. think is just going to be sort of a lot of that more. I'm surprised there isn't more of that right now. I'm just,
yeah, CCBA had a conference not too long ago, and in that conference that they mentioned that there were 100 breweries that they knew of in California that had already shuttered doors, like permanently, and they just kind of said that's an open-ended or open timeline thing where there could be more, but you know, as at least of August there was at least 100 California breweries that have already left.
Mm-hmm. I hear, but I heard some good things about Zach's recently. So, I think we're going to be seeing some cool stuff from Zach's. So it's not all depressing out there.
Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
This is the time when the listeners take over the show. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network that includes us, the Perfect Pour. You can call that and leave a message. Or you can email an audio to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, or just, you know, give us a traditional old school voicemail, or send us a postcard. Our address is at the bottom of the show notes. can send anything you want there. But let's start with the voicemails. See what we got on voicemail side first.
Hey guys, I'm driving. You guys,
I feel like this is Steve,
the one and only Florida Steve, Grand Poobah, Florida. Yes, I haven't called in a while. I figured I'd give you guys a call because I'm on my way home from taking a little trip to Civil Society. Yes.
They're so sick.
I happen to live closer to Civil Society's southern location. They have a location in West Palm Beach. And I get live braggy, south bro. Of there. Much closer than their Jupiter location, which is farther north from where I live in West Palm Beach. But I picked up some beer. Yes, I picked up some beer. And a special release of two special coconut beers. One is a chocolate, coconut, coffee, and almond stout called Cup of Joy. Sealed with wax. Nice blue wax, too. It's a nice, pretty bottle. Definitely have to take a picture of it and put it on the forum and on the UCBF. But I also got a two four-packs, actually, of two fresh variants. I got fresh coconut, which dropped today, and I also got fresh comets. So I can't wait to crack those open and enjoy them. Yeah. That's all I got, guys. I'm a little late in turning in any sort of homework from Hoppy Libations.
Too late, dude.
All I got to say is if you guys order a beer, it would probably be a barrel-aged red IPA. Because red ales, I know Matt likes red ales. Of course, IPAs is Mikey's thing. And, of course, it would be barrel-aged because, of course, that's Nick's thing. So that's what I got.
There you go. We got to make
that's
that.
That's all I got, guys. Keep up the great work. Wear your fucking masks, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. That's the new bye. It's bye.
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 We ain't got time to say goodbye. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Florida Steve. One of our Florida reps. Grand Poobah.
Be careful while you're driving.
Be careful while driving. Since Scotty B barely listens anymore, somebody's got to take over the... Hey, guys, I'm driving.
Hey, guys. Paul, calling you on day seven of Sober October.
Oh, shit. Man.
Overall, feeling pretty good. It's a little boring at times, but I am pounding the shit out of these NA beers, and I'm having fun with it. Chew, it sounds like I think it's just you and I. So let's stick in it together, bro. I know we can do it. You can get through 7 days. You can get through 31 days, right? No problem. I will admit that last night was the first night that I was like, damn. Beer.
I mean, damn it, what have
alcohol.
I done?
I guess I was saying, I really want alcohol. So, you know, regarding everybody else, you know, Janine, if you can go all week, that's a lot of discipline. And I like Wazoo's idea of doing like the first week of every month. That's cool too. I think just exercising a little discipline on whatever level, hey man, to each his own. I just noticed that when I'm on, I'm on. And when I'm off, I'm off. So I don't know if that's the way it's got to be, but if I could be disciplined enough to not do it during the week and do it during the weekend, then that would be awesome. I read your article, man. It was beautiful, well written, and such a nice testimonial to our favorite
Paul
podcast
was in,
on
Paul
planet
was
Earth.
In the
and lastly, article. I would be remiss if I did not mention the passing of one of the greatest guitarists on earth, Mikey. I know you are probably just heartbroken. You probably last night were just listening to Eruption over and over again and weeping, but it is sad. and the guy shredded. And at, with that, I will wish you all a good night. Keep up the good work, and cheers.
Thanks, Paul. Paul's he's having a little bit of a struggle with the sober tober, but he's sticking to it.
Oh, I'm sure he could have needed it last night.
Oh gosh, I wouldn't if I would have been starting sober tober, and then Eddie,
you would have broke
casting. I would have said like, nah, guys, I'm not in on sober tober.
If you were on, you would have fell off.
Yeah, I would have definitely fell off the. Sober tober wagon. But yeah, thank you, Paul, for thinking of me. And a lot of listeners are thinking of me about Eddie. So pre cheers for all that stuff. Okay. Let's see if we've got some. That was all our traditional voicemails. Let's see if we've got some emails, and we do.
What in the perfect port should you be here?
Yeah, my mind feels clear, Holmes. 7 days no alcohol. So check it out, I got a list. Friday after hearing the show, Paul from Fairfax gave some tips on some beers, some non-alcoholic beers, and I went out on Friday and I picked up a couple six packs. So and here's what I picked up. Bitburger Pils, zero ABV. Heineken, zero. Athletics IPA and their Blonde Ale. I also picked up Weihenstephaner's Hefeweizen, zero ABV. So here's my list, Holmes, and my... here's what I think about these beers, Holmes. Ready? At number five, Weihenstephaner... Weihenstephaner... Hefeweizen. It was really good. Very, it's a wheat beer, Holmes. It tasted like I was drinking a beer. It felt like I had alcohol in it. Just a little lighter than normal. But I did realize I had two back to back. And I felt a knot in my stomach, Holmes, right over my belly button. I've had hernia before and I've had surgery for it. This feeling felt the same, Holmes. It was a discomfort, and I actually thought I pulled another hernia, Holmes. The next morning I woke up feeling fine, so I'm gonna credit that to the Hefeweizen, homie. Me and wheat beers, we don't good together. So I know a lot of these beers are wheat, but that beer made me feel weird, and I haven't had it ever since. So when I do, if it happens again, I know it's the beer. At third and fourth place will be Athletic Brewing, their IPA and their blonde. Why? Because they both taste exactly the same, Holmes. It tastes like a hoppy pale ale. The IPA actually kind of feels like a Sierra Nevada IPA, like a fresh Sierra Nevada IPA. It's very good. The blonde, Holmes, it tastes the same, Holmes. I couldn't really tell a difference. They're very hoppy. Maybe they use a lot of hops to get rid of that other flavor or to give it a thickness to the beer, but they're very good, Holmes. At second place, I hate to say it, Heineken Zero, very good, Holmes. It tastes like I'm drinking a Heineken. Actually, it drinks better than a Heineken, Holmes. It doesn't have that skunky feel. And at number one, Bitburger Pils, Holmes. That beer is amazing. That thing is delicious for a zero ABV beer. That beer, I could pour in a glass and give it to anybody, and they'll think they're drinking a beer, Holmes. Paul, thank you for giving me the lowdown on some few beers that are non-alcoholic. I thought I was going to have to drink like the Coors non-alcoholic and those other beers that are out there that are really bad, like the O'Doul's. People, NA beers are actually delicious. I am surprised that they are on Untappd and people are rating these pretty well, Holmes. Bitburger was my top. I really enjoyed that today. But yeah, Sober October is going to be easy, Holmes, with these type of beers. I'm looking for the Athletic Porter and their Stout. They have those. Athletic just opened up in San Diego, too. They came over from the East Coast, and they opened a brewery in San Diego. So hopefully I can get all the other styles of beers they have. But Athletic, man, they're doing great things. But Bitburger is smashing it, Holmes. I don't know what else to say. That's just a quick little recap on that. October, Sober October is going great. It got a lot of fucking haters out there, but you know, that's when you know you made it big, Holmes, when you're famous, when you got haters. And you know who I'm talking about, right, Jane? Jim? Just kidding, homie. No, I'm not. It's all about having fun. And I'm having fun, and I'm experimenting on NAs, bro, and NAs are pretty damn good. Órale, this is True Your Beer. You have to watch him. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. And just to, as a tribute to Paul and Chew, I love gold. I have a non-alcoholic beer here. What? Laurie, friend of the producer, she's a big NA drinker, and she donated a couple beers. And this one is from Wellbeing. It's called Heavenly Body. It's a golden wheat. It's not a style I would be drinking if it was an alcoholic beer, but this is what I got. And it's award-winning craft beers with the alcohol gently removed. I'm trying to see where Heavenly Body is out of. Wellbeing Brewing. Oh, St. Louis. How ironic. I do get a little bit of a wheat beer on the nose.
Is it heavy, Doc?
This is tough to do inside, you know, when I've been drinking beers and then the. It's not right to drink a non-alcoholic beer when you've been having beers and then judge it. This is actually pretty good. I mean,
I think it mixed right in. You wouldn't even notice. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they dehydrate you the same way. Or is it the alcohol?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. I would think that it's alcohol that dehydrates you. So, because that's why. Because a lot of people say, like, oh, don't mix liquor and beer or whatever. And really, it's not that mix. It's the fact that you're just drinking so much alcohol.
Yeah.
You kind of forget because you're switching from hard liquor to beer and you're forgetting how much alcohol you're actually consuming. It's not the actually mixing. It's just the fact that you're losing
a shit ton.
Yeah, you're losing focus on how much alcohol you're really having. But this is fine.
Yeah, would you wake up with an NA headache?
Yeah. Can you wake up with an NA headache?
I mean, if it makes you pee enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Wellbeing Heaven. I'll recommend this, Paul. And I think she usually does her at her NA shopping at BevMo or Total Wine. So maybe they're at this Wellbeing Heavenly Body is there. It is actually not bad.
I've heard Total Wine has expanded their selection.
Yes, they have. They even had a couple NA stouts and porters.
All right. Well, Chew is back with a podcast to listen to.
What a treat to be here with shout outs. This week's shout out is going to be very easy and very fast, Holmes. This week's shout out goes out to NA Beers, Holmes. It's
no, I've heard NA about beers, these.
You get a shout out. Just want to shout them out because they are tasty and they're delicious. Only missing the alcohol. But other than that, if you're really, really a craft beer enthusiast and you like beer for the taste, for the aromas, for the feels, and these are good, Holmes. There's times where, if you think about it, if you have an NA, you can drive, isn't it? You can do so much drinking NAs. But the thing is that, from what I remember of non-alcoholics, would be like the Coors and the Old Duels. And there's some other one that I've tried that really tasted shitty. And I would never go back to them. I wouldn't even marinate meat with that shit. But these new NAs are amazing. They're delicious. And they're very, very palatable, homie. Go out there and try one. This is Treat Your Beer. This is Shout Outs, Holmes.
That probably is using a Paul song. NA's shout outs. It's like meta, dude.
Meta.
Hey guys.
What's going on, Perfect Four? It is
Colin and Janine.
That's right.
Hi. Colorado
so,
reps.
I have gotten a couple of pictures from you guys. Thank you very much. But I need more. So keep them coming. Even from Mikey, Nick, and Matt, I need some pictures from you guys too.
Yeah, that's for the calendar, kay. People.
Okay.
Yep.
We got to try
Pliny for president.
Thanks to Anson and Robin.
I know, that's pretty good stuff. Kind of reminds me of Pliny a little bit, but
pretty
it's
good.
Nice and crisp, hoppy.
It was a little less hoppy, I think, than regular Pliny.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't have as much booze in it, but it was definitely worth the price of admission. But and thank you good. To those guys.
Yeah,
hooking
awesome.
It up.
It was really good.
Yeah. Also, big cheers to Hoppy Libations on her porch drinking article. That was cool.
That was really cool, Hoppy. Yeah, cheers to you.
So, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if you go to porchdrinking.com, and if you live in Colorado, which nobody that listens to this show, I think, except for us does, they do this really cool thing called the Beer Beat, which is basically a calendar that you can click on each individual day of the calendar and see what beer events are happening in your city, well, in Denver. And they do it for another city, too. I forget which one it is, but the equivalent of that would be really cool for anybody. I don't know if that's out there for anybody else, but Porch Drinking does an excellent job. They call it the Denver Beer Beat, and it's a lot of fun.
We did a Oktoberfest on Saturday, which was really neat at our one of our breweries, Strange. And it was, distance tables. You had your own table, and we had table service. And for $25 a person, we got a liter mug to take home. We got the liter of the Oktoberfest beer in it.
It was delicious.
It was really good. And we got a plate of German food.
Mm-hmm.
And we did like this little costume contest. And Colin and I were both runners up. We did not win. But because we were runners up, we got a crowler of the Oktoberfest each to take mm-hmm. home as well. So definitely worth the $25.
Yeah, and our friend at our table actually won the male one, and he got a free membership, which is worth $100. So way to go, Blitzen, on that one. That's what we call him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
One last thing.
Question for you guys. Do you guys have drive-up liquor stores? We've had them here forever, and I've heard people comment and think they think it's weird that you have a drive-up liquor store.
You're weird, man.
I don't know. Do you guys have that in California or
any other states?
Florida, do they do that there? Or
question for you guys.
Yeah, what's up with that drive-up liquor store? I think you can even get a drive-up drink now because of the new laws. Restaurants. Yeah, I think,
Restaurants. Yeah,
when they have a drive-up, I think you can actually get alcohol to go in a cup.
You can.
But that's a new thing. But the drive-up liquor stores have been around for a while. But.
And we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Keep up the good work, guys. We do not.
I believe currently it is legal to sell to-go alcohol through a drive-through window in the COVID climate. I believe that's a thing. There have been certain places that have been allowed to sell alcohol to go that previously were not able to, but with purchase of a meal, of course.
Mm-hmm. I know there isn't one in Fresno, but there is one sort of locally in Gustine, which is Merced County. And Gustine is like on the west side of the valley, north of Los Banos, kind of east of I-5. And there is one drive up liquor store there. I was inside it getting something inside it, and somebody drove, like, I saw the drive up. I'm like, oh, nobody actually, it's not like working or whatever.
But this is like an old drive up that they converted.
Yeah. But while I was in there getting like a soda, a person drove up to the window and the guy got him some sort of alcohol. It was a bottle of alcohol. I don't know these hard liquor alcohols, but it was some hard liquor. And I was like, what? I didn't even know that was possible. Sandpoint, Idaho, I've been to a few times. I have family up there, which is the sort of the panhandle of Idaho up near the Canadian border. And they have a couple of them. And there's one that you actually like drive into the building. It's like,
oh, what?
Yeah. It's like
the old Orchard kind of lumber loading.
Kind of like an oil change place, the way you would drive into an oil change place. It's that. And then they
put the beer under the car.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like guys underneath.
Yeah, and then taping like beer and cocaine to the bottom of your car.
Yeah, and it was like that. It was a trip. I was like, what? But then they had that rule of like, there's no hard liquor. It's like a government thing where the hard liquor is in only specific places. But like I didn't care as long as I can get beer somewhere.
Yeah, give me some booze.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if California, outside of that Gustine place, which I was tripping out on, I don't know that I've seen that drive up in anywhere else in California.
I have not.
You guys are lucky in Colorado. One more voicemail. Or podcast.
Beer Money!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Scotty 91. And I know it's been a while since I've sent in a show here, and it's just been a busy month with hockey, with all kinds of other stuff going on.
The Rangers aren't in it still.
But it's been over. As many of you have been seeing on Untapped or in the Zoom calls, which again have been so cool.
Congrats to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Still been drinking
a lot of cool beer. As I posted in the forum the other day, I just got a big, somewhat porch bomb from my friend from Massachusetts. He brought me some delicious gold. Here, I got some Trillium Headroom Double IPA, clocking in at 8%, and it is hazy as fuck.
What?
Like, this is about as hazy as you can get with an IPA.
What?
Huge hop aroma.
What?
Super delicious. What? I think I said that was among one of 12 beers he dropped off to me. Stuff from Trillium. There's 4 Trillium beers in there, and then the rest are from North Carolina. So keep an eye out for those on my Untapped. The coolest one out of all that, I'll give a little preview of, is the Reptar Juice.
What?
Best name I've heard in a while for a beer. That is from 26 Acres Brewing, somewhere in North Carolina. Otherwise, been hitting up some breweries and stuff around here in Connecticut. Still haven't left the state and all, but going out and just revisiting a bunch of local breweries in Connecticut for my beer passport here. Just trying to find new beers, uniques for my goal, which has been totally shattered for this year of unique beers. I have had 843 unique beers somehow in 2020, but it's far from the number that I wanted to hit, but 2020 is a show of a year, so happy that I can just drink anything at all right now and drink at places at the moment. 2021, hopefully will be a better year, and I can get back to my goal of hunting down all these unique beers that are the infinite number of unique beers. So I can get back to hunting the infinite amount of new beers always popping up daily in the beer world.
Parameters.
Thinking might do a little bit of a perfect pour challenge and keep track of it, a bunch of people's unique beer totals for 2021 and see who can find the most, maybe. It's a little fun to go out there, find new stuff. But yeah,
it's the only thing.
So hopefully it won't be another month or so till I do another show. And yeah, as always, guys, keep up the good work. And that's the bomb of the keg, because the Sky 91 drank it.
Shout out.
All right, got a couple of good podcasts in there. Got some voicemails. Very good, guys. Thanks for all the content. And thanks for keeping up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Looking out for beers. Looking out for, looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Yeah. Beers. Some beers to look out for. Oh man. My battery is already starting to get loaded. Well, Matt, do you have some beers to look out for?
Speaking of Scotty 91, from Trillium, he has Headroom Double IPA, and it has a soundboard on it.
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting that beer for a long time, like just because of the label.
Yeah. It looks fantastic. I want to know what it tastes like. So, looking out for...
That's you're looking out for. Nick?
I'm here. I swear. Atlas Imperial Stout from Mortalis Brewing out of Avon, New York.
What the hell? How the hell did you pull that one in?
Don't question my methods. All right. I have Instagram skills.
Man, that is a random ass poll.
That's because the world consists of hazy IPAs. And so there's two photos on the internet right now. One's a West Coast and one's a Stout. And that's it.
That's it. The rest are all hazy photos.
The rest are all hazies or blue blue beers.
Or the ones that blow exploding berry beers.
Oh, great. Yeah, exploding sours. Mm-hmm. Not our fault. Exploded. Your fault, not my fault.
That's who you're looking out for?
Well, there was a Pure Project that like started to pique my interest. Like, hey, Pure Project, new stout on Pure Project. And then they dropped the bananas on me.
Oh, bah, 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 bah.
This shit is bananas.
Yeah. B-A-N-A-N-A, fuck you.
N-A's?
Mayonnaise. I'll take it on alcoholic as long as there's no banana in it. Ooh. Bastards.
Well, that was it?
Yes.
All right. I don't have much except for Untitled Art and Humble Forager of collab beer called Oat Cream IPA. It's an OCIPA.
Really?
Yeah. It just looked interesting to me. Luxurious, soft mouth feel. 7%.
Super luxurious. Yeah.
I see you can get this beer is actually here in town. Somebody carrying it. And I just crazy to me that Untitled Art and Humble Forager are both from a small town outside of another not that big town, Madison, Wisconsin. They're in a town called Waunakee. Sorry if I'm pronouncing that
wrong. Pawnee, Indiana.
Waunakee. Wisconsin, outside of Madison. They're kind of in between Green Bay and Chicago, kind of ish. And they've got two kind of major craft, or not major, but they got two known craft breweries there. So it's just kind of interesting to have such a small place, but having two breweries that craft breweries that package like that. There's also one from simply just from Humble Forager Brewery called Cloud Hopping. It's like a series they've got going, a rotating series, and this one's Cloud Hopping. And they have a, let's see if you guys can figure this out, an HOIPA. What do you think the HO in this IPA would be?
Hop oil.
Good guess. That's not it, but good guess. It's Hazy Oat. Hazy Oat IPA.
Hazy Oat.
Yeah. Hall and Oats?
Hall and or Oats. It's 5 pounds per barrel of Citra Galaxy and Citra Cryo hops. So, I don't know. Sounds good. I don't know why, but if those up there in the Minnesota, Wisconsin's are reps up there, they can get it and report back to us. They only have to send one out necessarily. Just tell us about it. Go make a trip to Waunakee. What were you caught drinking? Bearded Brewer 87 on untap.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. I've been drinking Facelift Pale Ale. I've been drinking Forest Love Pale Ale, Valley Haze, Mosaic. Exactly, Mosaic from Zach's. I had a, from Alvarado Street, a Pleasure Wave. And that has a Cadillac Tornado on it. Sent that label to the brother.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
This one, I keep meaning to send to Chew. But I picked up a beer called Crowns and Hops Brewing Co. But it's Elevated Cipher, India Pale Ale, but they're from Inglewood. I also had a new dexterity check from Bottlelogic. And let's see if I've had anything else since then. I've talked about Forest Love, talked about Valley Haze. Yep, that's my bin caught.
All right. Bearded Brewer, 87. Nick. Hi. Also known as the Nick 80 on Untappd.
Sometimes. I ate some. I had a couple double dry hop General Shermans from Tioga Square.
Had them.
Ooh, good juice.
Yeah, had it, but I bought a 4-pack. So I have a few of those. Yeah, I know. Big spender. Finally had the Dankful IPA from Sierra Nevada. Oh, that was very nice.
I still haven't seen it. Mm. I mean, I've seen it on social media, but I haven't seen it in the store.
Have you been to the Holish of Food, sir?
No, just once and a few weeks ago.
Get it delivered, bro. $35.
Yeah. Yep.
I might, maybe.
They bring to you. Bring to you my beer.
Was it good?
It was actually. It fit nicely between two double dry hop Shermans.
Okay. Nice little breakup. And,
IPA sandwich. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, it was an all IPA week for me. From there, I went on to Dust Bowl's therapist.
You had some therapy.
I had a therapy session on Friday night after 5 o'clock, which oddly enough, I ended up at Dust Bowl Brewing on Saturday.
What?
For lunch.
What?
How did that happen?
I've never been to either Dust Bowl. Sadly, I missed the downtown location, which is now closed. Mm-hmm. But some friends of mine wanted to go to Dust Bowl on Saturday for lunch to do market research.
Auto Center Drive, isn't that where it's at?
Pretty much, yeah. There's a Chevy dealership right across the street.
Yep.
We went up, made the drive up, had some lunch up there, had a couple
99
beers.
took the Auto Center Drive.
The Forkuth Road. Got off the freeway and made a left. Right there, you can't miss it.
Parked right in front.
Yeah.
Did you play some cornhole?
No.
Did you walk around in the cornhole. Almond husks?
Cornhole's closed, sir.
Oh, yeah. Sure. But they do have a large outdoor area, so
it's very nice.
Yeah.
We sat on the patio, which they have these big roll-up doors that open up to the outside. Really nice. Covered, but outside at the same time, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, good food. Really cool mm-hmm. place. Had a Hops of Wrath on tap. And their Oktoberfest Martzen beer.
Nice.
Both were good.
Did you have the triple dip or the...
No, we did the fried artichoke hearts.
Also good, yes.
Also good, yeah. Fried artichoke hearts. I had the 50-50 burger, which is mm-hmm. half beef, half bacon.
Yep.
I heard the fish and chips were okay. Sweet potato fries were good. Mikey, they do have a good mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. That's solid.
Can't remember if I've had that there or not.
It's a premium side. You know, you got to spend a little more to get the premium.
Oh, yeah, I probably didn't. I'm cheapskate. I'm like, nah. That's where they get you.
That's where they get you. Well, looks like that was all I had. Well,
that's good. That was that.
Nice to see the Dust Bowl finally.
Yeah. Finally. Yeah. Of all times, you're like, yeah, during the pandemic, I checked it out. Otherwise, yeah. I don't go to places.
No.
Were your bowls dusty?
Wow. No, sir. They were properly cleaned and sanitized.
Mm.
I peed in the urinal kegs.
Those are a real
advise,
thing.
Wouldn't advise that.
Okay.
Don't do that. Bad during the pandemic. I went on my first trip since Thanksgiving.
Wow.
The producer had a friend and her husband like going up the coast there. They live in Arkansas. And so she doesn't come
pronounced
out.
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Arkansas. And, you know, it was basically an opportunity to see her, which wouldn't happen very often. She doesn't really come out to California. And we're like, okay, we'll meet you in Monterey. Halfway, they're going from L.A. to Marin. And we're like, normally we haven't done any traveling at all. We don't go out. We don't do anything. We're like, finally, like, all right, this is going to be our trip, our first trip. We're going to be as safe as possible. And
wait, if you're gonna tell me you died, I'm gonna be very sad.
And guess what, guys? I'm dead.
Oh, great.
Mm.
Son of a bitch. Now's a fine time.
Yep. So the first time I've had, you know, any beer outside and since Thanksgiving, basically. Whenever this started, since February or March, first time I've had a beer outside of my house, basically. And it was only, but I didn't go to, I went to Monterey and I didn't go into field work, didn't go into, didn't go into.
How did you?
The other thing?
Not be tempted.
Well, I mean, I wasn't with beer geeks, so it was just like, I could have pushed the issue and been like, I'm going into field work. I'm going into Monterey Street.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You can't stop me.
Yeah. And they would have been all right. They would have been okay. But I just, I didn't feel like pushing it, so I left alone. But we stayed in Pacific Grove. There in Monterey, and there's a place right basically almost where we stayed. There's this little like hot dog and drinks place, and I had a Mai Tai, Monterey Street Mai Tai IPA at this place. All right. I was like, that was my first going out beer I've had in a long time. But that was pretty much the only beer I had there. And then, when I came back home, I had some of that. I went, I got a Forest Love from Tiogaskoya. Actually, I had some of that in the hotel room. I brought an ice chest with me just in case something bad happened. Yeah. And I couldn't go to field work or something, and it happened. So, good thing. So, I had a Forest Love, and then I had this from Zach's Brewing, the Exactly Mosaic.
Ooh.
So good beer, good beer. So it's very. That's pretty much what I've been having because I bought those six packs. So.
Okay,
that's enough for me. Dorktown on tap, and the Nick is the Nick 80. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And there you go. And I was all outside patio.
Yeah, outside.
Didn't do anything inside. Outside good, inside bad.
Everybody's outside.
Is that a song?
I think that counts.
I'm outside too.
Oh, okay. Daniel.
I think that counts. Got it. He pushed it, but it counts.
I didn't plan that far.
Oh, man. I think we're going to make it all the way to cheers.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a late open. Wow, nothing's working.
Apparently. I love gold! There you go.
Perfect. Business as usual.
I have a new beer. I'm opening up a new beer here at the end of the show. What do you think of that? Topa Topa, California brewer Topa Topa.
Ooh, nice.
It is a new one I've not had from them called Get By, featuring Friends Ranch Citrus. It's a hazy IPA. I don't know. You guys seen that? Got it at the market.
No. Ooh,
I think that's it was a fancy looking beer. $3.99, I think.
So, $3.99.
I like Topa Topa. It's a pretty solid brewery.
Okay.
Whoa, it's, okay. That is very citrusy aroma. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
That is a nice. Bragging.
Wow. It's got a lime, orange, grapefruit in there. So that's pretty. I like this. Nice beer. Anyway, Matt, you don't have cheers. We're not. Cheers to things.
Cheers to everyone.
Cheers to all the people.
Yay.
All the cool people. Nick?
Oh, keeping it simple this week. Just a cheers to Fontana Jim for the beers. And to his buddy Fresno John for getting the beers from Jim to me.
All right. Fresno John.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I'm Fresno John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He doesn't know he's Fresno John yet, but he will soon.
Fontana Jim and Fresno John.
Before episode 300 and blah, 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 I was just John.
76.
And now, 376, I was just John. Now I'm Fresno John.
Fresno That's John. Right. Hey, Fresno John. cheers. Well, first, the most depressing cheers. Actually, first, cheers to our golden gods. This is the not depressing part.
No, you just said that.
Yeah, I misspoke.
We heard what you said.
You didn't hear anything.
We love taking your words out of context. Don't tempt us.
The golden gods of the perfect poor. These people give us donate money to us every month, and it's pretty rad of them to do that for us. So that way we can pay our bills, and everything's cool and chill. So thank you, Golden Gods. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to check that out, be part of the Golden God community. It's fun.
Yeah.
Send cheers to anyone that shares the show and talks about us and rates us, all these things, and that's all hella appreciated. And
you just said hella.
Hella, bro.
In 2020.
Yep.
That's badass.
You'll know. Yeah, I'm bringing it back. Cheers first to Tasty from the Session and the Brewing Network. Tasty, the Session is sort of the first. They're a radio show that went into podcasting because just that's what everyone did. Mm-hmm. But they're definitely the sort of the front runners, even though
the pioneers,
even though they didn't know they're being the pioneers, maybe that's, but as far as the podcasting goes, cause they made, all they've done is made fun of podcasters over the years, but then they became the biggest of beer podcasts.
I believe I said this earlier in the show, you got to be careful because you can fall ass first into anything. So yeah, you can fall ass first into pioneering podcasting about beer. So,
But yeah,
they sure did.
Yeah. The whole Brewing Network family of shows and everything, but Tasty is, a regular on there. He wasn't on there every week, but he's on there a lot. And Tasty passed away last week. And, so big cheers to Tasty and Phil for the whole Brewing Network family. And I know everything I've seen about Tasty, I've never met him. I don't know. Have you met him, Matt?
There was the first couple of years of the Craft Beer Summit in Sacramento. I saw him from a distance. I never did personally go up to him. I knew of him. I knew of his importance. So I had a great amount of respect for him. And I mourn for him just because my friends do as well. Mm. But, never knew him personally. I knew that he was a great guy.
I believe that has he been to Fresno? Do you know? Did he ever visit the brewery? Or
he had never necessarily visited Tioga. I'm almost certain he knew of Butterfields just because of beer-istry, as you will. And Tioga did go to the Session and they did do an episode. So there's a group photo of Kevin, Mike, and Tasty. So
and but, he was like I mean
for nostalgia reasons I'm gonna go back and listen to that episode, but I'm pretty sure they're all aware of each other just because
Yeah, Tasty. I remember thinking like Tasty seemed to know he knew Kevin. Like there was a certain knowledge of each other.
Mm-hmm.
But as a listener of the session, I haven't listened too much the past couple of years, but I still do once in a while. And obviously our friend Kim Baysbrews is basically a producer on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about Tasty is I think Tasty of everyone on the session, I feel like Tasty had the most pulse of like the regular beer drinker that was out there, like the regular craft beer drinker that was out there. All those guys have their knowledge of brewing, and certainly Tasty did as well, and had their own little bubble of knowledge. But like Tasty seemed like he knew what was actually going on. Like, you know, he could tell you what was going on in a brewery and the scene and stuff more than those guys could, even though he never really talked about it, or he never mm-hmm. necessarily had his own segment or like, this is what, but he was always just chilling in the background. And like, if they needed to have something, they needed to know something about what was going on, Tasty knew it. And if you asked him, he'll tell you, but he never really butted in and said like, actually guys, this is what he was just like, mm-hmm. they would ask him, Tasty would know. He'd be like, yeah, this is blah, blah, blah. things that they were not aware of, but like Tasty knew what was going on. So I always respected him for that. And so cheers to Tasty, man.
Yeah, cheers to Tasty. I look forward to the next fresh batch of Tasty IPA from 21st.
Oh, yes, that's always true. He has his own beer where he's on the can itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, cheers to Eddie Van Halen. That's what I would... I don't get too involved in like celebrity deaths, and I sort of like, you know, when I see somebody sort of broken up about celebrities, I'm like, come on, man, you didn't know that person. Like, yeah. Why is that such a big deal? But then, like, then Eddie happened this week, so I'm just like, okay, now I understand everybody's like, like lamenting about a celebrity dying. So, Eddie and Harrison Ford are like the most important as far as people I don't know to me that, I can't go on too much about it other than just like, the band Van Halen and Eddie in general, just I can't imagine life without it. So I spent so much time talking about Eddie and talking about Van Halen and attempting to play Eddie stuff. And, you know, I'm just going to remember Eddie's smile. Like, nobody has a bigger, the way Eddie loved being a musician is way I wish everybody could figure out for themselves how to love whatever way that Eddie loved being a musician is, as I had hoped that everyone can love what they do, whatever that is. And is rough of a time Eddie had of it, and he wasn't a perfect person like everybody isn't a perfect person, but that he always had that. And nobody, you'll never see somebody being more happy doing something they love than Eddie, and that's what I'll always take away from Eddie the most. So big cheers to Edward. And just that's it, man. Cheers to everybody. And thanks to everybody that was reaching out to me this week about Eddie and stuff. A lot of listeners did, and I really appreciate that. And that's it, man. Thanks for listening to the show.
You can't let us go without dropping your favorite Eddie song.
I can't do that. Like, Eddie's famously said, like, Every album is like a child. You can't really...
You can't pick a favorite, huh?
Yeah, you can't pick a favorite. So I really don't... I mean, you know, obviously Eruption nothing compares to Eruption as far as what that did to guitar, rock guitar. But
okay, well, let's approach it differently then. What? When did you fall in love? Do you remember what album?
It would have been 1984, but that's not necessarily my favorite Van Halen album. But 1984 is
no, that's not. I'm not asking. I remember which one did you first hear and go, "Oh, there's something here."
Well, I remember when Diver Down was out, like they scared me, you know, because I was a little kid. So I'm just like that Diver Down album. I was just like, "Oh my god, that band is scary."
That's the first your first time you had an impression from them.
Right. That was my first Van Halen impression. My cousin Michelle was like listening to Diver Down all the time. Just like, "Oh my god, that, how can you listen to those guys? Those are just scary." And then 1984, man, it's just, I mean, that's when I was like, "Oh, okay. This is music, and I'm a fan now.
I need to investigate this further."
Yeah, and then I mean, nothing beats Van Halen One. I mean, it's just the perfect album. But I think Fair Warning might be my favorite. But they're all excellent.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Balance is kind of weird, but Van Halen 3 is pretty funky, but I appreciate all of them. Even that song sounds good right now. Even that's really not a good song, but.
All right.
Well, we're going to go listen to some Van Halen like you should be doing at home. Should be your Spotify playlist. Maybe I'll put together my favorite Spotify playlist. And you might see that.
Pound cakes on there. I'm happy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're a big pound cake guy.
That's my favorite Van Halen song.
All right. It's fine.
I know.
It was good when it came out. I'm
hurting your
feelings right now. No, it's not hurting my feelings. It's a good song.
I do like, Panama. Panama's all right.
Sure. Look for my playlist and maybe a future issue of Drinking and Thinking. And
I just hope I'm feeling it.
Oh. Are you going to feel your love tonight, Matt?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I just hope we finish what we started.
I hope so, too.
Otherwise, there's fire in the hole.
Wow. Gary Cherone pool right there. All right. Hey. Gary is fine.
Don't insult me now.
Gary is fine. Gary's cool. All right, goodbye.
90s were a crazy time.
Yeah, it was a crazy time for everyone. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week.
Check your Van Halen albums. Be safe.
Check your Van Halen. Bye.